Welcome back to Snap Judgment. I'm Miskam Washington. You're listening to the Mama Knows Best episode. And for our next story, we're taking you to Snap Judgment Live. And you know, we saved you the very best seat in the house.
How to help your mother set up her profile on J-Date. One, let the phone ring 7 times before picking up. That way it seems like you're busy, but never too busy for her. After the usual small talk about what are you doing with your day, what are you doing with your life, she will ask this favor. Your mother always asks, never commands. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. But you've never got a request/demand like this before. Help your mom set up an online dating profile? Your first instinct will be to hang up the phone. Ignore it. Remember, after all, this is still the woman who pays for your health insurance. Two, do not question her choice of a username. If she wants to be known as Kabbalah Queen 57 or Bernal Heights Bookworm or my personal favorite, the Hebrew Tina Turner, respect that decision. No need to spend too much time brainstorming. Three, don't mention your father. Four, when she mentions your father, she will use words like schmuck and she will not be talking about body parts. Thank God that when she's talking about your father, she isn't using those words to talk about body parts. She will vent about how he left her for a younger woman, remarried not even 5 months after the divorce, how she had to raise you and your brother on her own while he got to show up on the weekend and play Batman. She hates Batman. She likes the villains, the jokers, the two-faced tricksters. They're more honest with their flaws, she will say. More fun with them too. Five, let her tell the truth. Let her stretch it as far as her broadband can go. Let her put her age as 57, her hometown as Detroit, why not? Her religious affiliation as Reconstructionist because she thinks that makes her sound exotic. It's a Jewish joke. Smile when she says her favorite singer is Otis Redding, despite the fact you know it's David Lee Roth. Her favorite drink is tequila, kombucha, and the two things she can't live without are her boys and her bagels. Don't ask which order, remember to buy some bagels. Bite your tongue when she describes herself as easygoing, non-judgmental, deeply spiritual, and a Michelin-certified 4-star chef. Let her be whoever she wants to be. Maybe there is more about this woman than you know. Six. You have to ask eventually, right? Mom, you don't go to synagogue. You eat pork chops on Yom Kippur. You hate Woody Allen, Jerry Seinfeld, Billy Crystal, and definitely my father. Mom, why are you looking for a guy on J-Date? And she'll say, well, I tried ChristianSingles.com. but every guy on there was wearing a sweater vest. Not really my thing. And you think there might be something more, something about going for what's familiar, what's comfortable, the devil you know versus the devil you don't. But this is a point you decide not to push. 7, you take a break to make lunch. You have turkey on wheat, she wants a BLT on challah. She's a complicated woman. You sit down at the table to make the sandwiches. It's the same table that her and your pops told you they were splitting up. You can still picture it. Your mom and him on one side, you and your brother on the other. A box of tissues in between. Next to your father, a bright red suitcase. You were 11. You didn't understand how much he could fit in that one bag, how what he took could fill a mansion. And your mother will call you from the computer room and say, "Hey, Chef Boyardee, where's my sandwich?" Some requests are easier than others. Some rules meant to be broken. You throw an extra piece of bacon on the sandwich and say, "I'm coming, Mom." 8, the sun is setting, and you have to get home before the last BART train closes or goes on strike again. And you believe in solidarity, but you also believe in sleeping in your own bed, so you decide to finish this lightning round style. All right, Mom, you ready? Ready. What's your perfect first date? A sunset walk along the Embarcadero. What qualities are you looking for in a man? Richard Gere's face and Angela Davis's politics. What quote do you live by? Have it your way. Who said that? Burger King. What drives you crazier? A Berkeley hippie or a Texas Republican? A Berkeley Republican. Have you ever done cocaine? Once. Really? How was it? Awesome. That's why I only did it once. What do you think about Israel? Next question. What's your biggest regret in life? Dropping out of college to raise my children. I didn't know that. What's your biggest achievement? Being honest with my children. What do you need to be most happy in the world? My boys and my bagels. Then, Mom, why are you doing this? And your mother will look at you and say, "Because, despite my better judgment and long personal history, I still believe in men, and I still believe in love, and I want it at 61, the same I did at 41, the same I did at 21. And so, I'm willing to put myself out here on this ridiculous website, because you never know when the right schmuck will roll along and send you an instant message." And you type that in, and you click submit, and you tell your mother that when she goes on her first date, you expect her back before midnight. 11, if it's a school night.
Josh Healy.
Josh Healy. The Josh Healy. This is performed at Snap Judgment Live at San Francisco's Norris Theater. The original music composed by Alex Mandel, performed by Alex Mandel and the Snap Judgment players, Tim Frick and David Brand.
Okay, now it's not a whole lot harder for a mom than having to pack up her kids, move her home. It's a ton of work. Kate Moses, she moved a lot as a little girl. And when her family had to move again, this time from California to Philadelphia, her mom knew the story. She put on a happy face and began packing.
I think my mom always wanted us to be a happy family, and she used herself as the example. And so even driving across country by herself with three little kids and two dogs and a pregnant cat was still something to try to have fun with. When I was a child, I didn't know why we moved so much. It wasn't until I was an adult that I realized that my parents were always looking for a place where they might be happy together. Our car was a 60s station wagon where you could put the back seat completely flat. So my mom covered it with an old chenille bedspread and lined it with board games and a cooler. My mom sat in the front seat by herself with a red bandana pulling her hair back. She looked at us through the rear view mirror and her eyes were sparkling and her lipstick was on and she said, "This is going to be fun!" That first day, we got as far as Winnemucca, Nevada, when a flash flood washed out the highway. So we stayed in the only motel and looked out the window at the rain. And my mother, she said, "A flash flood! Now that's something you can write on a postcard to your friends." As we crossed the Great Salt Lake Desert, a salt storm kicked up. It's like a sandstorm, but it's salt. And we had to pull to the side of the road with all the other cars. There had been a livestock truck ahead of us, and it overturned, and all of a sudden, these giant hogs came running on either side of our station wagon, squealing in panic and lifting their little pink noses. We just passed Topeka when the local radio station said there was a tornado warning. All of a sudden, all of the cars on the highway in both lanes started going east as fast as they could, whipping U-turns, careening around on the shoulder to get out of the way of this tornado. Behind us, we could see the funnel of the tornado. It was like a huge black vacuum sucking everything toward it. At first, I was excited. I thought, "Yay, it's Wizard of Oz, Mom." But then I saw my mother's face, and she was pale. She was focused on driving as fast as she could. She asked my older brother to keep an eye on the tornado out of the back of the car. "How does it look now, Billy?" "It's bigger, Mommy. It looks like it's getting closer." And then she would step on the gas even harder. 90 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour, 110 miles an hour, and there were cars passing us on the shoulders. Everyone racing as fast as they could to get away from the tornado. And finally, we rattled into Lawrence, Kansas. The car was blowing smoke. My mom outraced the tornado. And we stayed in a little motel, and my brothers and I splashed in the pool while our mom lay on a lounge chair with a damp face cloth over her face. On the last day of the trip, I was just prying the lid off the top of my strawberry milkshake. And just as I was taking it off, it just kind of exploded. And I watched this pink tsunami of strawberry milkshake go flying toward the back of my mom's head. And then I saw her eyes in the rear view mirror as this cold milkshake went down her dirty shirt, dripped down her back, and she lost it. I hate this family. Nothing ever changes. I wish I could run away. She just couldn't pretend it was all fun anymore. And her hands were shaking on the steering wheel. She was so angry and so frustrated and so exhausted. But she couldn't go anywhere. There was nowhere for her to run away to. Once you're a mother, you can't get away. That's what you do. It's your job to put on the happy face. When we finally arrived at our new house, I saw my mom find her endless hope once again. My brothers and I shambled out of the car, her arms swung wide to hold her sweet, bumbling kids. That's all she really wanted. She wanted to show us what it felt like to be home. Take your time.
Kate Moses eventually made it out to the San Francisco Bay Area, where there are no tornadoes, only earthquakes. She's written a book about her childhood called Cakewalk, a Memoir. Find the link on our website, snapjudgment.org. That piece was produced by Anna Sussman and Stephanie Fu. Yes, there is more. Storytelling Magic, where that came from, what you can hear for free by following Snap Judgment on any podcast platform, the best deal ever on these streets. And if you're searching for the finest persons in all the land, just look around for who's wearing a Snap Judgment t-shirt. Guaranteed, that person will be awesome. If you want to be awesome too, Snap Gear is available right now at snapjudgment.org. Maybe you dig the show, or you have a story you think we need to feature, hit us at pitches@snapjudgment.org. And if you have any complaints about the show, of course, please send them to Tucker Carlson, care of Fox News. That's Tucker@foxnews.com. Snap is brought to you by the team that listens to their mother, except for the Uber producer, Mr. Mark Ristich. His mother, in a public statement, says that henceforth she disavows any and all responsibilities for his actions, but she loves him very much. There's Nancy Lopez, Pat Messini Miller, Regina Bediaco, David Exume, Anna Sussman, Renzo Gorio, Shayna Sheely, Teo Ducat, Flo Wiley, John Facile, Marissa Dodge, Davey Kim, Bo Walsh, and Annie Nguyen. Wow, this is not the news. No way is this the news. In fact, you could go ahead. Go ahead on and try to tell your mama how she can improve and update her famous peach cobbler recipe. Yeah, you could do that once, if you dare. I'd like to be there when it happens. Once you try it, you would still not be as far away from the news as this is. But this is PRX.